just because you do a lot of talk.
RJR's Hotline with Emily Shields. We're not just talk, we're substance.
I'm joined now by the consultant, tourism specialist at Joseph Beverly Stewart. Ms. Stewart, welcome to the hotline.
Thank you very much, Emily.
All right, good. I'm going to take a couple minutes to talk with you about a crucial business idea called community tourism. We've heard talks about it for a number of years. Where are we with this concept, really?
Okay. Be a pleasure to talk with you about that. Shall I go right into it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Well, community tourism is an idea whose time has come.
Long time.
Yes, it's been around for a long time, but the official community tourism policy and strategy has now been tabled in Parliament.
Mm-hmm.
So we have an official document guiding where we're going with this.
Right.
JSIF has received a loan from the World Bank.
Mm-hmm.
It's US $15 million that is being invested into a number of community tourism enterprises.
Yes.
There are several of them. Right now we have a portfolio of 8 that we are preparing to participate on the National Community Tourism Portal,
mm-hmm.
which we are hoping to launch in January. We have already introduced them at JPEX, which is the premier tourism trade show in Jamaica. We have introduced them at the 6th Jamaica Diaspora Conference earlier this year. And as I mentioned, we expect to put them on this National Community Tourism Portal.
Mm-hmm.
Shall I mention, some names?
Mm-hmm.
There's a Rastafari Indigenous Village. It's in Montego Bay.
Nice.
Just about a half an hour from the airport.
Yes.
There's a Blue and Junkrum Mountain.
Where's the Rastafari Village? Where exactly?
It's in Portobello.
Portobello,
right.
Okay.
Just as I mentioned, just about a half an hour from the airport.
Right. I'm trying to just picture the area.
Okay.
Blue and Junkrum Mountain, you said?
Blue and Junkrum Mountains, as you know, that has just been inscripted to the UN
World Heritage Site.
Mm-hmm. And we all know Hollowell and the Blue Mountain Peak.
Mm-hmm.
And we are investing, when I say we, Joseph,
mm-hmm.
Some $22 million in the infrastructure there. You would know that some of the cabins, if you have done the hike recently, the cabins are in really, really bad condition.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're pretty much going to be raising those and rebuilding those structures.
About how many cabins are there, Mr. Hart?
The intention is going to be about 4 of them, I believe, including the Porter's Lodge.
Right.
So all of those, and they will allow for bunk beds and, the usual beach that goes there.
So each cabin could accommodate about how many?
Roughly about 24 to 30.
Wow, people?
Yes.
Oh, it's a massive group, and in fact, when you're doing that kind of work, you do want to go in a nice group of a nice size.
That's right.
Right.
So you tend to have a lot of the kinds of college groups, frat groups, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, there is the Blue Mountain Peak as well as Hollywell, which we know well.
Right.
There's also Charlestown Maroons, and we know about the Maroon Heritage.
Mm-hmm.
They are over on the Portland side. And still use quite a number of the Blue Mountain trails.
Right.
The same thing for Ambassador Beth. They're the Bowden Penn Farmers Association in the Rio Grande Valley. And they use the Blue Mountains as well.
Right.
We know the Coptic Country, of course.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Coptic Country Adventure Tours. There's SeaCam, which is, this one is a group of boat tours. The Caribbean Coastal Area Management Foundation
mm-hmm.
is sponsoring that one. And, of course, we know Treasure Beach.
Mm-hmm.
We have the Treasure Beach Women's Group, which funds the Treasure Hunt Craft Shop.
Right.
And then there is BREMS, the Treasure Beach Foundation, which we all know. They do farm-to-table tours, cycling tours, and a number of those kinds of exciting things in that area.
So the intention from this thrust to have places that are little known in Jamaica, but certainly when you look at the advertisement for Jamaica. Some of these attractions are high on the list. People on the outside will want to go there when they come. The intention is to have more people staying, certainly not in those all-inclusive exclusively, but going out and enjoying Jamaica some more?
Absolutely. And the kinds of people who tend to be wanting these kinds of areas are people who have been here. They've been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
These are our repeat visitors.
Yes.
So they know the hotels, they know the standard attractions, and they're looking for something new.
Yes.
It's part of this new experiential tourism trend where people want to immerse themselves in the communities.
Yes.
And I share a little story with you. The ambassador's people told me, for example, that they've been having a college group come over nearly 20 years. Their professor has been bringing his students.
Mm-hmm.
And a year or so ago, he sent his young son alone to Jamaica
mm-hmm.
to stay with the Portlanders. This speaks to me of the kind of trust that has been developed.
Oh, yes.
The kind of relationships that have been developed.
Yes.
And I'm thinking that many of our visitors who come out mm-hmm. of the, you know, the conventional cities,
mm-hmm.
many of them have missed this kind of community relationship.
Right. It has a lot to do with how we market Jamaica too, because
absolutely.
We market it as, well, perhaps not the marketing, but the news that is put out for international consumption is that the place is not safe.
Yes.
So people are not really gravitating towards booking a room somewhere in somebody's house in Portland or St. Thomas or wherever and hiring a bicycle to ride out. They're going into those safe, all-inclusive resorts, just getting sun, sea,
and sand.
And sand, and food, and food, and food, and
yes,
go back. Yeah?
But Emily, you know, I have felt safer in some of these places.
But of course.
Everybody knows everybody.
Yes.
They know half an hour before you get there.
Yes.
You're going up to Charleston, for example, and they know the a bing is sounded. The entire community is aware that you are there.
Mm-hmm.
And I think because people recognize the impact that this you know, the whole thing is going to have, the coconut man is going to be able to make some money.
Mm-hmm.
The lady who cooks the food is going to put dinner on the table, is going to send children to school. But people want to protect this kind of thing.
Right.
And this is the experience I've had when I've gone into some of these areas. So obviously I want to encourage Jamaicans especially, they're
mm-hmm.
going to be having family and friends here for the holidays. To check out, you know, one of these experiences
mm-hmm.
and really, really look at taking a vacation in
yes.
Jamaica and really enjoying what we have here.
That's a good way to end this segment. Thank you so much. Let's try and do that.
Thank you. Thank you, Emily.
All the best to you. Thank you, Beverly Stewart, consultant tourism specialist at JSIF. Thank you.